RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
In light of my little rant at the top of the hour about Michelle Obama's healthy eating and Let's Move initiative and how some people mock it and some people are saying, you know, she's just using her bully pulpit. Well, I want to give you a little bit of tips, because if you heard my rant, you know that I am such a big fan of the First Lady and this particular initiative. The American College of Sports Medicine has an initiative called Exercise is Medicine, and that initiative calls on all doctors to bring out their prescription pads and actually write a prescription for exercise based on whatever it is the person needs or isn't doing. And I think it's a wonderful initiative. And in light of that as well, I'm going to add in a few things that parents can do today to get their children to do some of these healthy things that Michelle Obama is proposing that we get our children to do. So first of all, you got to get your children up. They can come home from school, have a snack, maybe do their homework, and then they need to do something else. They can't sit down and play video games or watch TV. They got to get some exercise. They've been sitting at their desks all day. You know, if you listen to these shows, that there's a lot of time spent sitting at the desks at school and a lot more time cut recess and gym in favor of academics. And while we need that, and we need the academics to catch up to other countries, kids need to get their beans out, and they do need to jump and run around. So when your kids get home from school, don't even maybe make them do their homework right away. Let them jump and run around first. They can have a snack, then go play frisbee with them if you're home. And if you're not home, have them go on a treadmill or have them take a walk or play with their friends or do something to get some exercise. And then comes dinner time. Don't let them snack too much after school, because if they do, then they won't eat whatever it is you cook, and you'd like to cook healthy for them. So don't let them over snack after school. Kids come home and they're hungry, and they'll have a bowl of cereal, and then they'll have a second bowl of cereal, and then they'll have a granola bar, and then finally you cut them off. So make sure they don't over snack after school. One simple snack after school should be enough to tide them over till you feed them dinner. Celery with peanut butter, yogurt with trail mix, or some oats or muesli in there, muesli, however you say it. There's lots of things that you can do to give your kids a healthy after school snack. So make sure that they don't over snack, and then we'll talk tomorrow about feeding them a really good, healthy dinner, and I'll give you some recipes. In the meantime, happy St. Patrick's Day. Eat something green. Bye-bye.